In this practice, we're going to train the mind to focus on an object. You might like to use the breath as your object of focus, or you might prefer to use some kind of visual object. Many people like to use a candle flame, but you can use any visual object that you find appealing. So set yourself up in a comfortable meditation posture. If you're using a visual object, then make sure you can see the object without having to strain your neck. Allow the body to relax as much as possible. Now, this is a very simple practice. You'll place the attention on the object. Whenever you notice that the mind has wandered away from the object, simply relax and come back to the object. And that's it, there's nothing else to do. You're simply bringing the attention to the object again and again, staying with the object, noticing whenever you've moved away from it, coming straight back. Because this is a simple practice, and because it's about bringing your focus to the object again and again, I won't give very much instruction for the rest of this recording, because my instructions will tend to pull your attention away from the object, and that's actually unhelpful. So I'll just drop in a couple of reminders here and there as we go, so that if you've really wandered away and become thoroughly lost in distraction, then my voice will be a reminder to come back to the practice. So now setting yourself up, bringing your attention to the object. If you become distracted, there's no need to give yourself a hard time. The mind wanders away, that's just what it does. Let go of the distraction, come straight back to the object. Notice if tension is creeping into your body or your mind. You should be aiming for an attitude of relaxed diligence, not a kind of striving or forcing the mind onto the object. coming back to the object again and again. Allowing the mind to settle down, to rest on the object. Continuing to maintain your attention on the object. And if you have more time for practice, then you can continue to rest your attention on the object for as long as you'd like. And you'll probably find quite soon that you won't need this audio anymore either. When you're ready to come to the end of the practice, gently bringing some movement back into the body, perhaps moving fingers, arms, maybe twisting, stretching, any kind of movement that feels good to you. And then in your own time, no rush at all, coming out of the practice and ready to go on with the rest of your day.